What is up, anime boy listeners? I'm your host, Jake, here back with another episode. Now, in today's episode, we're going to be kind of following the theme of last week and doing another episode where I interview a good friend of mine. But with a twist, this time we're not going to solely be talking about Demon Slayer, we're going to be talking about a bunch of different animes. I don't even know what we're going to get into yet, so it should be interesting. So first, I'd like to welcome our guest, Tom. Tom, say hi.
Hey.
That's my good friend, Tom. All right, we're going to jump right into it. I got my questions right here. Now, my first question is, Tom, what was the first anime you ever watched?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. Do we count movies?
I'd say let's just start with TV shows, just keep it simple.
All right. I think the first one I watched was Sword Art Online on Netflix.
Okay. I personally have never seen it, but I've heard a lot of good things.
Oh, gosh. It was interesting. So looking back on it, it's not that great. And I rewatched it like a couple years ago. And it pulls me in really, really good in the first like three or four episodes. And then it just devolves into a basic harem and it's kind of lame.
All right.
It started off really strong for me.
Gotcha. Me personally, my first anime was Naruto. You know, it wasn't really like I watched it when I was a kid. My friends like always had these Naruto like profile pictures on Steam and Discord. I'm like, bro, what is that? He's like, it's an anime, it's Naruto. I'm like, I've heard of that. He's like, just watch it. Took me some convincing, but I did it. And like, I watched all like 700 episodes over one summer, and it was real good fun. All right, moving on to the next question. Now, Tom, what is your favorite anime right now? Like, just of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Probably it's gonna be either Psycho Pass or Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
So they both have kind of like a noir feeling, like I don't know, it's hard to explain, but like Cowboy Bebop is it's from 1998, so the year I was born, which is really cool.
That's cool.
And it's widely known as the best English dub, even better than the original Japanese voiceover. And I watched it with sub and dub, and I still love the dub. It's fantastic. And so the whole story is following the crew of the Bebop, which is Spike, Jet, Faye, can't remember the other two. There's Einstein and then Edward. There you go. And so they're just like, they're bounty hunters, and it's like a day in the life of bounty hunters, and it's such a good series. And then Psycho Pass is... like it's a newer one and it's set in Neo Tokyo, and it's all about like the Sybil system, which is it scans your brain constantly. And if you even start to think like a criminal, you're flagged and you're getting arrested for being a latent criminal, which is just, it's really crazy. It's like 1984 Big Brother kind of deal. And the main character, she is becoming a cop. And there's just like, the whole first season is about a guy who is untouchable by the Sybil system because it doesn't register his brain as a criminal when he's a full blown serial killer. So it's really cool.
Wow. Now, personally, I remember a while ago, before I even watched Naruto, I was with, staying at a friend's house, and the friend had old daughters, but I hung out with the dad a lot. And he actually showed me a few episodes of anime, and Cowboy Bebop was one of them. We watched a few episodes. I never came around to it, but I always kind of wanted to rewatch it. Or not even rewatch it, but kind of watch it. How many episodes does it have?
About 24. It's a standard seasonal run, really.
Only 24 episodes in, like, the whole thing?
Uh-huh. And then they've got, I think, just one movie. I've seen one movie.
Wow, I might even watch that tonight.
Yeah, it's really good.
Personally, my favorite anime, I don't even know. I'm a really big fan of Hunter x Hunter and the classics. I'm really loving Demon Slayer right now and all the new stuff, so I don't even know. Those are just a few of my favorites. Now, getting into, like, on that topic, if I said, like, Demon Slayer and all the newer animes coming out that I'm very fond of because I kind of feel like they're in my generation of starting to watch anime, what is your favorite, like, new anime that could have been, came out maybe this year?
Definitely Konosuba.
Okay.
It's a comedy anime. I just find it absolutely hilarious. So the guy, he gets hit by a garbage truck, I think. Or no, he doesn't even get hit by a garbage truck. So the whole thing is this guy is an absolute pathetic piece of garbage, and we just see him suffering. But like, it's not like sad. It's funny because this guy's a jerk. And so he's like a shut-in, and he goes out to buy, I think, either a game or an anime or a manga or something. Right. And he sees a girl walking across the street and thinks that she's going to get hit by this tractor. And he dives in front and tosses her out of the way. And he gets so like scared and excited that he has a heart attack and dies in the street.
Wow. And
the truck wasn't even going to hit her. It was going like 2 miles an hour. And so this guy is just an absolute trash human being. So he gets isekai'd and goes to another world instead of reincarnating. And he has an option to choose like an overpowered weapon or something to go into the new world with. And he chooses the goddess that was sending him to the other world. And she is absolutely useless. And so it's just him like getting a merry band of useless adventurers together. And they're all like, they're so useless, but somehow they make it and they start making money and they have like a house now. And I'm waiting for season 3. That still hasn't been announced, but I know it's coming. It's got to be.
Wow. My personal favorite anime that's kind of coming out right now, I'd probably say is Demon Slayer, obviously. Because that's what this podcast is all about right now. But I was hooked. I love it. You know, it's good stuff. Moving on, though. Like, what is your all-time favorite anime fight?
Hello?
Yeah. I must have lost
you. My internet's cutting out. Sorry.
I must have lost you there for a second. I said, what is your favorite anime fight?
Oh, man. That's really hard. That's a very difficult question.
If you want some time to think about it, I could go first.
I think I have one.
All right, go for it.
Have you seen Overlord?
I haven't.
Oh, man. So it's another isekai. And this guy, he's playing a VR MMO, and the servers are about to shut down. And so he's playing he's playing just to wait till the servers shut down, and he's maxed out his character and his guild, and he's sitting in the guild hall alone. And then, you know, the clock hits midnight and the servers are still up, and it turns out he got isekai'd into a new world, and he is this overpowered overlord. And he, in later in the season, he fights one of his subordinates who has been mind controlled, and he holds back, but he still like he uses a completely different class of like weapons. And he's still, it's such a cool fight. I don't want to spoil who it is that he fights, but it's so cool. And he uses all of these like items that he's collected, but he like switches those weapons constantly in the fight, and it's just so cool.
Wow, that's very interesting. Personally, I'd say my favorite was Naruto versus Sasuke, the final battle kind of thing, you know. Like I said, that was the first anime, and I was feeling all the emotions that anime gets you feeling sadness, I was feeling inspired, I was feeling excitement for the characters powering up, and, you know, that was a crazy 700 episode just about build up. We finally see this big battle of these two legendary characters who have been kind of competing and one-upping each other all 700 episodes, and it finally just comes to a resolve, and it was very satisfying. And, you know, it wasn't even the best animation style, but I think it was just very satisfying for me, and it's always going to be one of my favorites, you know?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I want to change mine because I just thought of it.
Go for it.
The finale for Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood when everybody's fighting against Father.
That one I did see. That was amazing.
Oh my gosh, dude. I just remembered that. That was badass.
All right. Our next question is, what anime character... you might not even have one, but I just thought of this. It could be a fun question. What anime character has inspired you the most? In any little way? Is there anything you can think of? You might not even have an answer.
I don't know. I would have to think about that. You go first.
I would have to say... I don't know, because I kind of thought that might have been a silly question, but I always like Naruto, you know? I can relate to him. He's kind of under... I think it's cool how he's just always underappreciated and he didn't have like the best childhood, and he kind of held in that sadness and always still kept a smile on his face and kind of proved everyone wrong. So I thought that kind of touched me and it really inspired me and even in the tiniest ways.
Yeah, I just can't really think of anybody that I feel inspired by. I have like characters that I like, but nothing that's really changed my life.
Well, that'd be a good segue into our next question. What is or who is your favorite anime character?
Definitely Alphonse Elric.
That's a good one, yeah.
Just because I think I see myself in him more than like any other character because he's more timid and less confrontational. And I don't know. I just feel like my personality is a lot more attuned to him than any other character I've seen.
Very cool. I don't know, mine's very, I have a lot of favorites. I like all the Uchihas and Naruto. I also really like Hunter Hunter. That's another one of my favorites, and I really like Killua. He's a really cool guy, so either one of the Uchihas or Killua might be my favorite. All right, on to our last question, guys. If you could live in one anime kind of realm or idea that's been created, which one would it be?
Definitely Fullmetal Alchemist.
The alchemy, yeah.
Hands down, dude. If I would study to be an alchemist.
Cool stuff. I'd probably say Hunter Hunter, be a hunter with all that Nen stuff, you know? You don't have
I
to be.
still haven't seen Hunter Hunter, so I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I won't spoil too much. I would definitely watch it. It's fantastic. I think that's our last question, so we're gonna wrap it up here. I want to say thank you so much for to Tom for joining us today, and so
No problem.
that's gonna be it for this episode, guys. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have more episodes coming out soon, and I'll see y'all later. Peace.